And hi, everybody. Thank you for joining us for the Broken Bow Wrestling Report, our final report of the 2025-26 season, as we are joined now by Broken Bow Head Wrestling Coach Ed Schaaf. Good to see you, my friend.
It's good to see you.
Are you recovering? It's a long week when you get to state wrestling.
Yeah, I am recovering, yes. Still just kind of shot. You have a lot of emotions and a lot of just ups and downs, and it's a long weekend.
Yeah. Even from a competitor standpoint, and maybe we don't talk about this enough, the physical drain of just the sport of wrestling, but man, the mental side of it at state, I'm sure, obviously, it's ratcheted up even more than just during the course of the season.
It is, and it's a thing that, you know what, we try and we talk about it coming up to state, just trying to recharge your battery and not drain it down, because it, like the guys on the semifinals, and then, if you wrestled in the finals, you weigh in the morning, and then you just kind of got to sit around, and it gets to be a long day, and it's kind of tough not to get into your head at times, and we try to keep them loose and keep them not thinking about it, but they say they do, but it's tough.
Yeah, for sure. Well, let's kind of recap things. We'll just go kid by kid. Yep. You took four to the state tournament. Start with your two seniors, and we'll start with Braxton Ray Nearson at 150. Brax had a great opening day, won his quarterfinals, got to the semis, but I know as the tournament went along, something that, well, we talk about controlling what you can control, and when someone starts to not feel well and illness creeps in, that's sometimes something you can't control.
Yeah.
And you just got to fight through it. And I think Brax, unfortunately, kind of fell into that situation.
Yeah, he wasn't feeling good on Thursday and fought through it. And then Friday, we weighed him in the morning and then took him back. And he slept all day. And we got him in, got a bunch of medicine in him, tried to get him to go through it. And he didn't look right out there like he normally does wrestling. It didn't work. And then that night he had a fever and he had everything going on. So we end up pulling him from the tournament. It stinks. That's the first time I've ever had that happen. And it's just for a senior to go out like that. And I mean, he had aspirations of being in that finals and, it wasn't in our control.
With Brax, you start to think about his career. Multi-time state medalist, ended up with the sixth place medal because he was able to get to the semis. Pretty stellar career when you start to look at it all together.
Yeah, he's good. I mean, he's a top-notch wrestler, and he's been around it forever. So he gets himself in positions that, a lot of us wouldn't be able to get out of, but he's wrestled so much that he's able to get himself out of them. And and he gets on top of you, he's gonna twist you up.
Yeah.
So it's kind of a bittersweet ending.
165, Aiden Markham qualifies for state. Boy, when you look at Aiden, I think back to, freshman, sophomore. Here's a guy that just worked so hard, waited for his turn, and then, man, did he take advantage of it. 165 was tough, especially the quarter bracket that he fell into.
Yeah.
Wins a match, though, for you at the state tournament. But again, a young man that I know has meant a lot to your program.
He has. I mean, he's one that putting time in the weight room has really changed and really changed his body and really helped him as a wrestler. He's wrestled a lot, throughout the years as well. It's just he's getting to a point where his body will allow him to do things. I mean, he's a physical specimen and he was able to get out there. It's just the bad thing is that, his tournament, the way it's set up, was kind of determined the week before when we at districts. If he wins districts or he's in the finals, he doesn't get the Boone Central kid right off the bat. Mm-hmm. And that Boone Central kid is top notch. And he went out and he competed hard, but it's just the kid was a better wrestler.
Yeah.
And he come back through and won a match, and then same thing, he had another good kid, real good kid. So, you know, that's, we always talk about, you know, making sure you're up for every match. You know, we get to districts and stuff, and it's one of those that it kind of bit him in the butt.
Yeah.
It stinks, because he's a good kid. He's a good kid. He's a hard worker, and we're going to miss him for sure.
Devin Baum.
Yes.
Mr. Baum made the medal stand.
He did.
For you at 285. Won his opening round match. Wow, 8-7 decision. Yes. I'm sure there were some moments there for you as a coach watching that develop, but then wins by tech fall. By fall.
Yes.
At 285 in his quarterfinals, made it to the semis, ends up the sixth place medalist. Wow, what a run this kid had from districts through the state tournament.
See, and it's just where we talked about with Aiden not winning a district match. Baum did. Baum won that district match. And it, you know, it worked out for him.
Mm-hmm.
The kid he had from Red Cloud Blue Hill was a pretty good kid at the beginning, and it was, there was a bit of nerves there. But he got through it and got into the semis, and then in the semis he had the defending state champ, and that kid was just, I don't know if you noticed or if you knew that Winnebago kid had given up 3 takedowns all year.
Well, I think Crawley mentioned something like
going
that.
Going into the tournament, he had 137 takedowns as a heavyweight. Going into our tournament, Kobe Wells is our leader in takedowns, and I think he had like 83 or 84.
Mm-hmm.
So the kid had, 50 more than what Kobe Wells did. He was tough. You know what? And then Baum just, The three kids he lost to were all kids, if you would have asked me at the beginning of the year, I would have had them as 1, 2, and 3.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just, they're that good. And Devin, it was one of those things, like every match we come off of, it was a great learning opportunity, because the kid from Winnebago works an underhook, and that's kind of what Devin does. And so we're talking to him about, hey, you know what, watch this match, and this is things, every match, it was like, these are things we can do and just to make ourselves better.
Mm-hmm.
And he'll be ready to come back next year.
Yeah. I love that you bring that up, because even at the state tournament, when you have someone who's obviously not a senior going to be coming back, you're still coaching, aren't you? Looking ahead and still learning.
Yeah.
That still takes place even at the state tournament.
Yeah, every kid that he wrestled, you know what, that beat him, they had one aspect that they were really good at that Devin does, that we're just wanting him to, you know what, see this and recognize, hey, you know what, your stuff works.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, we got to get better at it, you know, and he will. He'll be one that he'll get in the weight room, and he'll be on the mat, and he'll improve. He'll get there.
Yeah. I did a little research, and this year marked the 10th consecutive year that you coached a wrestler in a state final, at least one. And you got to do it again this year because Kobe Wells made it to the state final. What a tournament. Boy, you'd think about the way this kid was wrestling in the final month of the season.
Mm-hmm.
And he was about as good as anybody. Ran into Mr. Meinecke of St. Paul in the championship final. And, man, he's just really good. But Kobe, my goodness, what a tournament. What a season. What an end of the year for him.
Well, it is one of those things. If you go and you look at a lot of teams, that there's going to be, you know what, 2 weight classes that they're going to be good at, you know what, and that's just it. We were really good at 65, and we were really good at 75. Why? Because Kobe Wells and Aiden Markham worked together all the time, and it got to, I mean, they just worked and worked and worked and worked. I mean, there was times where they were laughing. There was times where there might have been some punches thrown. I mean, but they were getting after it, and they just pushed each other to get better. Yeah, and you think about Kobe. Kobe was, I think last year, I think he was like a couple matches over 500 by the end of the year. Mm-hmm. And he just kept getting better and better. And by the end of the year, yeah, he was wrestling really, really well. And, and that Meineke kid is, I mean, he's a two-time state champ for a reason. He's pretty tough. Mm-hmm. And Kobe, you know, we didn't get on our tacks. I think it was a little bit of nerves, you know, and stuff like that. But he'll be all right. He's going to be okay.
He's a Wells. He'll be all right.
He'll be in the weight room. And that's the thing, too, is, you know, Kobe Wells was wrestling 175, weighing about 170. Mm. I mean, he's eating everything, and he, you know, those kids could weigh 79, and he was low 70s. Mm-hmm. I mean, so he's given up weight and stuff, so he'll get back in the weight room, and he'll get bigger and stronger, and we'll get him on the mat this summer and have his brothers beat on him a little bit. And, yeah, no, he's going to be all right.
Yeah.
And he's a great leader. I mean, him and Aiden just both work so hard. And, it'll be good. I mean, he'll be the leader in that room next year, and kids will be working hard.
I got to take you back to his semifinal match.
Mm-hmm.
What a match.
Yeah.
My goodness, a takedown. Well, they ended up, we thought it was at the end of the match, but mm-hmm. they ended up putting a couple of seconds back on. So a takedown basically with 2 seconds left to win the match. But 2 takedowns, I think, in the third period when he was behind.
Yes.
My goodness, what a match that was.
And that's the thing is that Kobe, you know, when Kobe gets on his attacks, they are tough. I mean, it's tough for people to handle because he's up and down and he's in and out and he's moving. And, it was crazy. I mean, we, you know, let him go and we're like, all right, you got to get one. And Kobe's mat savvy enough to know that, you know what, getting a takedown with a minute left, you know what, and being up by one and having to ride him out, all you're doing is tying it up. So he wrestled till the end, and then he knows that, you know what, in the last 20 seconds that we got to start getting on it. And I didn't know if it was going to happen. And next thing you know, he come around and they awarded the three. And I'm like, yeah, you know, I'm like, oh, my gosh. And then the time runs out and I'm like, oh, my gosh. And then the other coach was over at the table and I'm like, there's no way. I said, that is two or three. I know it is. Well, then he's like, he's arguing, no, there should be 3 seconds on the clock. And I'm like, no, there's not. I knew there was two, but I'm like, he said three. And I'm like, there's only 1 second on the clock. We're negotiating.
Yeah.
And then the ref said, they talked and they're like, there's 2 seconds left. And I'm like, okay, we can go with two.
Yeah.
And he was able to stop his first movement and ride him out and get in the finals. It was exciting.
Yeah.
And it's a thing that, you know, that kid had been in the finals last year. And it was cool. You know, and I actually even went up to the kid's coach afterwards because Kobe's downstairs in the bottom after he won the match. All right, excited, sitting there. This kid is a senior, lost, couldn't get in the finals, walked by Kobe Wells, gives him 5 and says, good match.
Wow.
Yeah. It was huge. So I went up and I found the coach and I told him, I said, coach, I said, you got a good kid there. Mm-hmm. That is what you want. Wins and losses don't define who you are.
Yeah.
It's how you act that defines who you are. And it was pretty solid.
Yeah.
It was a pretty good moment.
Yeah. Great story. Well, my friend, we've come to the end.
I know. It's hard to believe.
Yeah.
As I just was sitting there this morning getting ready to come into school, and I'm like, I don't have to pack a bag with practice clothes, and so kind of bittersweet.
Yeah. Well, hey, thanks a lot for coming in each and every week during the course of the season. Thanks to the sponsors who made this possible again on KCNI, KBBN Radio. Been great visiting with you. Enjoy your break here.
Yep.
If you get one. I know you get one from wrestling at least for a little bit.
Yep.
So enjoy that, and we'll visit with you next year.
Sounds great. Appreciate you guys.
All right. Broken Bow head coach Ed Schaaf on the Broken Bow Wrestling Report.